little guy. I think I'm just fine. I walk around naked, and I think I look like Hercules.
You know, I met him out in the hallway there, and I was like, oh, I got to cover up my face here.
I know. That's what Jay was doing in the interview. She's going like this. And
I'm hiding those.
What about Joel?
He's dragging the saggy skin. Hey, I'm working a deal with him, Jan. You go with me.
I will. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to do that.
No, I know. Well, there's all kinds of there are all kinds of procedures to just keep you nice and clean.
It's true. And there's some creams and things.
What does that mean, nice and clean?
You
know, soap
makes you look nice.
No, it doesn't do that.
No, not for ladies.
Moisture and plump. And just like he said, you know, as you get older, underneath, it starts drying up, and you start looking like a grape, and you need to put some cod liver oil on it.
Wow.
No, seriously.
Not exactly a grape.
Some emotional issues here.
I have seen some grapey looking, you know. I plan to be the oldest woman of life, so I can't even imagine what that's going to look like.
I think you meant a raisin, right? The grape looks young and plump.
Oh, that's right. It's plump. Okay. Jan Hermansen. I did it.
That's Hermansen. All right. That's right. I answered to that.
LaRue Press. I know. You know why? Because I want to say Hermansen. You know what I mean?
I do.
LaRue Press. So yes. You're helping people publish their own books.
We are.
I can't believe it. You know, it used to be that you had to get an agent, and they had to shop for you, and they had to, you had all these steps to take before you could. It's not like that anymore, is it?
Not so much. Not so much. You know, I actually thought about this company in 1992 when the internet was just beginning. Mm. And at that time, obviously, it was a lot more complex, a lot harder to do what we wanted to do. But now, much easier, much easier. And we also have a print shop, so we kind of can do it all at once.
Cards, business cards, whatever you need, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, how'd you get this company going?
With lots of hard work.
I know. No government grants, I take it.
No. And actually, you know, it was like I knew you were going to ask me that. I said, you know, so much of this had to be self-funded. In the beginning, and then little by little, we didn't do government grants. There weren't any that I would even want. We basically just put a lot of effort into it. We put the word out there, did some editing for some folks, and got started that way. And then eventually purchased a print company.
You got all the machines. You got everything.
We do.
It's laser now.
Yeah, it's all digital. Yeah, we can do print on demand. But we generally recommend that you do at least 100 books. If you're going to, especially if you're self-publishing, you need those for marketing. You need to be able to get out there and show people what you've got.
Okay, well, take me through the process. I have, you see this yellow paper here, this pad?
I do.
Here's my book.
Oh, lovely.
All right. Okay. It's all handwritten.
Yeah.
Some Cheetos here and there.
What's
next, Jan?
Well, really, the first thing that we recommend to self-published folks is, obviously, we'd like you to have it in at least a Word document.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Type that little puppy into into the computer.
Okay.
Although I will say that we have had folks bring in typewritten.
Oh, people still
and you've
have
turned
typewriters?
Them away? You haven't turned them away?
We have not.
Oh.
We scanned it for the gentleman. We told him that it's not going to be pretty. It had marks. It had things. And he knows it. And
wine.
He took his white out and took care of some of the spots for us.
Wow.
And so we worked with him. Because, he was really passionate about what he's doing. And he really wants to get it done. And it is, it's a very high-end book. But he's just not techie, and he didn't want to make it techie. It's huge, and he didn't want to redo it.
And what's the book about?
It's about economics.
Oh, that ought to be real stimulating.
I have a good book for you.
Do you?
It's not me. She said that I have a couple books that I'm writing, but my
father
has a book that's done, but it's exactly what you're talking about. And I've been have it on my list of things to do to clean it up because he did it with a typewriter.
Yeah,
it's World War II.
Scan
it's
it
a
in.
Great book.
Scan it in, right?
But
Jen?
I've tried scanning it in, and some of the stuff is just not recognized.
Okay,
it
then you get someone else. Get someone else to type it, right? Someone
either
else
that,
to redo it.
Or if you'd like us to take a look at it, we can see if our scanner will do it because we have, the technology that maybe we can.
Maybe.
Okay,
we try.
Okay, so
I'm not gonna.
You got
promise.
Your book in a Word document.
Yes,
and then.
Well, and then we're going to, first of all, if you're doing self-publishing, we're going to give you a bid. We're going to tell you what it's going to cost to put this little puppy together.
It does, that depends on how many pages.
Exactly. And we don't do canned presentations, although I'm probably going to say that and then I'm going to hate myself later because people are asking us to come up with a price. How much for a 200-page book? How much for, you know, so.
Well, they're used to Kinko's, Jane.
I know.
If you look, Carnian, 59 cents.
So, you know, we give them a bid. We look at it and we determine we're going to have to transfer that into some software so that we can then print it out. And so we determine how much that's going to cost. Does it need a professional edit? Okay. We'll evaluate it if you want us to. Oftentimes people just say, nope, I want
just
it
do
just
it.
The way it is.
Well, sometimes they do it just for their family members.
It's true. It's true.
Now,
yes.
How about a cover? How do you get a cover?
Well, we print the cover for you.
You do? You do that too?
Yep. We do that as well.
Nice.
We'll design it for you as well. We have graphic designers on staff as well as people that we contract with. So if you want to, you know, have us design the cover, we can. If you already have a design cover, all we'll do is give you some specs and say, this is, you know, the way that it has to be done and in order to work on our equipment. You know, everybody's got different equipment. So you might find on the internet with one of those other companies that they want it done a certain way. We're going to be the same way, except it might be slightly different than what they want.
Right. Okay. So it's a job per job.
Yeah.
You don't take a certain portion of
no,
the proceeds or
no,
the money that they make
no,
to work those kind of deals.
Just no,
like,
not for self-published. Yeah,
okay.
Not for self-published. You'll know upfront how much it is. Quantity discounts really don't start until around 500. You know, you're doing 100, 250 thereabouts. You're not going to get big quantity. It's slightly different, but it's not really that much.
So what kind of paper? Is this standard paper? I mean, what kind of paper do you have? You have all kinds of paper
we
and
do,
they can choose
but
what they...
we'll recommend a certain type mm-hmm. it, depending on how you're going to use it. Are you going to be putting it out there for commercial distribution? If you are, we're going to recommend a certain type of paper because you want to compete with the big guys.
Yeah.
You want to look as good as they do. So we want to try and help you do that.
How about marketing tips?
We do offer those as well.
You do?
We do. We do the whole
look
nine
at her. She goes, we do it all. Jan's had a long night. I got
it has been.
Now, what
I
is,
just got off a long edit.
What is this little book here? The LaRue Review.
Yes.
What is this about?
The LaRue Review is part of the promotion that we do for the authors. And those that print with us get their books in the LaRue Review as well.
It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful little, beautifully done in black and white.
We do reviews for people. We do. We actually do music reviews as well. We kind of do the books, music, movies, and now we've added art. And get the word out because we're all artists. We're all trying to, you know, get people to know who we are.
That's it.
We don't stick only to Reno, although, you know, we try to localize as much as we can, but we also advertise other folks. We talk about, you know, different
never thought this
artists.
Was possible.
I know, isn't
you know,
it great?
We talked once how there's probably a book in everyone.
Yes.
And I thought of having a publishing company called There's a Book in Everyone. And then all of a sudden I meet her and she's doing this whole thing here. And I thought, boy, I'm just ahead of my time.
And your book would be The Kinky Circus Years, right?
Well, that might be a half a chapter. There's more than
she
that.
She really was in the circus.
Yeah, you know, I was listening earlier and I heard that. And I was like, I didn't know that about you, Jay.
I know. There's a lot she didn't
know. I know.
I don't know if I've made it all up or what anymore, though. But it might make a good book.
Yeah, it probably would.
Jan Hermiston, thank you so much for joining us. LaRue Press, and you can find her at L. Give me your website.
I'm going to give you the short one.
Okay.
www.lrpnv.com.
Get your book going. There's a book in everyone. And
there
JP,
you
stay and talk to her afterwards.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Thank you for coming today. We'll be right back with Broadview. You're on The Buzz.
The Buzz.
You've got to be tired, because you've been running through my head all day. Are you a parking ticket, because you have fine written all over you? I really envy your lipstick. That outfit would look great on the floor of my bedroom.
Tired of bad pickup lines? We understand. Find somebody special at Cupid.com. Millions have signed up already, and more are joining every day, right in your area. Cupid.com is free to join and easy to use, so give it a try now. Just sign up at Cupid.com to start meeting people, and avoid bad pickup lines like these.
If you were a laser, you would be set on stunning. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? Do I know you? Because you look like my next girlfriend.
Heard a bad pickup line lately? Send it to us at Cupid.com. If we really hate it, we'll put it in our next ad.
Cupid.com.
Spring break camps at the Discovery, April 9th through the 13th. Fun curriculum and great instructors that make every day exciting anew. Find out more at nvdm.org.
Did you know that unclaimed property is not just for people, but for businesses as well? That's right. Businesses may have unclaimed property money being safeguarded by the Nevada State Treasurer's Office on their behalf. It's simple to search for money that may belong to you. Simply go to NevadaTreasurer.gov, click on the unclaimed property link, and enter the name of your business in the Looking for Your Money box. It's quick, it's simple, and it's your money. Just go to NevadaTreasurer.gov, click on the unclaimed property.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Welcome back and thank you for joining us on this Saturday. JP, my co-host for now, still here.
Stop it.
Still here for another week. He'll be here next week.
I'll be here next week.
And he's going back to Michigan and we'll still have call-ins from him because we've got to have your attitude now.
Yeah, I think I'm getting better at it.
Yes, you are. You're getting better at expressing it. But go to his website, jpattitude.com. You'll be impressed. I love the website. Lots of good information, all kinds of resources. Conservative. Yes, check it out. I thought for this last little segment that we do interesting history things. Did you have anything in particular you wanted to do?
I think we should mention that Obama's budget was voted on in the House this week.
And you know what? I had a big old long thing on that, and I thought, man, it's just too big and long.
It was voted down 414-0. Not even a Democrat voted for it.
You're kidding.
Okay.
I have the whole transcript of the Supreme Court thing that went on about Obamacare. I thought, forget about it.
Yeah, I think everybody's reading that on their own.
Yeah, they are. They're reading it because they want to know exactly what it entails, and so you can go read it online. They used to use urine to tan animal skins.
Really?
Did you know that?
Well, I know that the Eskimos used to wash their hair in it.
All the families.
I still do that.
They used to all pee in a pot. Then once a day, they take it out and sell it to the tannery. And if you had to do this to survive, then you were piss poor.
Are you sure this is real stuff?
This is real stuff, Buster.
So that's piss poor.
That's piss poor. That's where that comes from, piss poor. But worse than that, were the really poor folk who couldn't even afford to buy a pot. And that's, of course, where it came to, I don't even have a pot to piss in.
Is this real?
Yes, this is real. That was the lowest of the low. That was the low.
Couldn't even sell your urine because you didn't have a pot.
Because you didn't have a pot to put it in. You were pissing in the wind. That's where that comes from, too. I just made that up. I bet that's where that comes from. That's interesting.
Okay.
So, of course, now you were lowest of low. Next time you were washing your hands and you complain because the water temperature isn't just how you like it, think about how things used to be. Okay? Here's some facts from the 1500s. Most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May.
So they still smelled okay.
Yeah, they still smelled pretty good. And got married in June. Brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body odor.
Good Lord.
Hence the custom today of carrying the bouquet when you get married.
That's why Native Americans, when white people first started coming over here, they're like, wow, these people stink.
Yeah.
Because we did stink.
They smell like soap. Baths consisted of a big bath tub, which was full of hot water. The man of the house had the privilege of the nice clean water.
All right. Those were the days.
Yeah. When men were men, women were women, and women were dirty. All the other sons went after him, and then the women, and then finally the children. Last of all, the babies. Okay.
The babies were last?
Now, by then, the water was so dirty, you could actually lose someone in it. Believe me. Hence the saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oh, my.
As it was so
goodness.
Filthy, they could hardly see the baby.
Come on.
Oh, do you love it?
That can't be real.
It's real. This is real. This is real life. Houses at thatched roofs, thick, you know, with straw piled high, with no wood underneath, was the only place for animals to get warm way back in the 1500s. So all the cats and the other small animals, mice, bugs, all of them, they lived in the roof. So when it rained, it became slippery, And sometimes the animals would slip and fall off the roof. Now here comes the saying.
Rain.
It's raining cats and dogs.
I saw that one coming.
You saw that one coming? And there was nothing to stop things from falling into the house. This, of course, posed a real problem in the bedroom where all the bugs and other drippings, you know, and droppings could mess up your nice clean bed. And a bed with big posts and a sheet hung over the top. So it gave you some protection.
Keep the bugs and stuff off.
That's how canopy beds came into existence.
Okay, but you don't mean canopy like a
draping
canopy.
Draping them, yeah. We're done with the canopy.
We're done selling the urine, right?
We've already pissed. Okay. We're done with the canopy. But that is how the canopy.
The canopy.
You had the canopy underneath, but that was the throw out with the, you know. Yeah, so that's how that became. They just threw over a sheet over the top to keep the bugs from falling on you. Okay?
Yeah. Good.
Now, the floor was dirt.
Especially on your wedding night.
Mm-hmm.
When your stinky bride came walking into the bedroom.
And the flowers
with
were
her flowers.
Dead. The flowers fell over.
She stunk because she took a bath at the end of the day after her father and all the brothers had already mm-hmm. bathed.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Now, the floor was dirt, of course, we know. Only the wealthy had something other than dirt. And that's where the phrase dirt poor came from.
All right.
Because the wealthy had slate floors, get slippery in the winter when they were wet. So they would spread straw on the floor. And that would help keep, you know, their footing. They wouldn't slip. And as the winter wore on, they added more and more and more until when they opened the door, it would all start slipping outside.
The dirt.
Then a piece of wood was placed in the entranceway. And that's where they got a threshold. Because it was thresh. That's what they called the straw.
Oh, that's what they were putting on the floor
that's
over the dirt.
That's what they were putting on the floor. So that's where they got the phrase
threshold.
Okay. Getting quite educated, aren't you?
Yeah. I know all about dirt and urine. And
now, in those old days, they cooked in the kitchen with a big kettle that always hung over the fire. You see that in movies. Every day, they lit the fire, added things to the pot. They ate mostly vegetables, did not get much meat. They would eat stew for dinner, leaving leftovers in the pot, would get cold overnight, and then would start over each and every day. Sometimes stew had food in it, and it had been there for quite a while. Hence the rhyme, peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot, 9 days old.
I still don't know whether you're telling me
the
truth.
I'm telling you the truth. Now, sometimes they could get some pork, and that would make them feel very special, probably on a Sunday. And then when visitors came over, they would hang up their bacon. They'd show off, you know, we got meat here, baby. We're eating meat. Okay. And then they would hang up their bacon there, and then that was a sign of wealth, and a man could bring home the bacon. Then they cut off a little share of that for their guests, and they'd all sit around and chew the fat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, when I was a little kid, I walked in my sleep and started peeing against the wall by my brother's head.
What?
So I didn't have a pot to piss in. That's what you're saying. I was poor.
Oh, my God. And your poor brother.
My poor brother. He was screaming. What are you doing? Well,
JP, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'll look forward to one last time next week.
All right.
Hope you make it.
See you next week.
All right. We'll be back. Thank you for listening to Broadview. You're on KBZZ Sparks Reno, 96.1 FM, 1270 AM. The station that goes both ways. Thank you.